Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
Hard as hell to say, easy to dial, baby. 281-222-2222. Mocarum Injury Lawyers. And I want to give everybody out there that's listening a big shout-out. We appreciate you listening, whether you're listening on that FM HD2 dial or you're listening in the old-school AM way of doing things, AM radio dial. We greatly appreciate it. YouTube and Twitch, appreciate that, too. The Odyssey app is what I want to steer everybody to. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the Odyssey app. You can keep listening however you want to, but with the Odyssey app, you have the ability to take us anywhere. It never goes out of range. You can stream it at any point in time. Tyler podcast every segment individually as well as the show throughout. You can listen to it however you'd like. There's also a rewind feature on that Odyssey app that'll take you back and let you listen to previous segments. Kind of like we had the Phoenix Suns PA announcer and one of the radio hosts there in Phoenix that's been covering Kevin Durant on. We had him on at 325. He was great. You can go back and listen to him in full if you'd like. That's just the perks of having, one of the perks of having the Odyssey app. We may also give away $20,000-$25,000 and a trip for four to Vegas. Something like that. You never know. If you got that Odyssey app downloaded, you can you can enter to win that. That kind of. Now, we already gave it away. We're not doing that now. We already gave it away. But you, if you have the Odyssey app, you will be made aware of those things. Keep the Odyssey app on your hip. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Boys, I made it. 4 days. Could you do it? 4 days without a cell phone. Could you make it 4 days without a cell phone?
I believe so. It'd be tough. I believe so.
Oh, yeah. I believe I could, and I'd enjoy it most likely.
I made it. I don't know that I would enjoy it. I'm not going to say that, but I would.
It was a good thing. It was a good thing for me, boys. I was finishing up, you know, that bulkhead I've been talking about for about 2 years now on the radio. I finally got to a point where I could dump some dirt back in the holes and get everything was I think it shored up pretty tight. And my phone died as I was down there in one of them holes working. I put it in my pocket, and it slipped out somewhere. Well, about that time, my boy Ryan showed up that was helping me fill that. He had the tractor and everything was helping me fill those holes in. And I was on borrowed time. I was up against it. We were leaving town Thursday afternoon. This was Thursday morning. I said, well, we got to go, man. So tractor's there. Let's ride. So we start backfilling these holes with dirt and all kind of stuff. I think my phone's behind that bulkhead somewhere.
You'd have lost that puppy.
I lost it, and we were due to leave town. I was helping the in-laws move some stuff up to the hill country, a little retirement home they built up there, and I had a load. I had two babies in the car with me. I didn't have time to stop somewhere in Houston on my way through, and I had taken Thursday and Friday off, and I said, well, what the hell? I'll just get something when I get up there, you know? Well, I get up there, and I'm 45 minutes away from the nearest Apple store. Best Buy, local Best Buy, didn't have what I needed. So I said, man, you know what? I can do this. I can go without a phone for a few days. I can go back to the old days. If you had to go without your phone for multiple days, when do you think you would miss it the most?
Oh, man. To check stuff.
Just the random checks,
To look at.
Tyler, you got any input on this? If you went without your phone for 4 days,
right,
when
before
do you
bed,
think,
I'm a scroller.
You're a scroller right before bed. When would you miss it the most?
Toilet. Yeah, toilet. Both of those. You're in the nail on the head, Ron. I mean, it's the toilet because what the hell do people do when they're taking a dump nowadays? I don't have magazines or a magazine rack near my porcelain throne. So the toilet, and then before bed, yes, like Ron said, it's a go-to to scroll whatever it is, Instagram, for some folks, TikTok. But yeah, scrolling before bed is a big one as well.
You boys hit it on the head. I messed around and caught me a couple of bouts with the old diarrhea this weekend.
Uh-oh. I bet you were efficient with them dumps, though.
Very efficient. My feet never fell asleep. But I'm going to tell you, I've realized, and I never would have thought it. I would have thought about missing it several other just random thumbing, you know, prepping for work with the whole, you know, Twitter and the steady feed of sports stuff that we have coming to us. The only time that I was like, damn, I miss my phone, is when I was on at Old Crafter. When I was in the John, man, it was hard to get through them joints without something to thumb on. You got to sit there and just think to yourself.
Just look.
That's a scary.
Talk to yourself a little bit.
You know, isn't it scary nowadays? We can't even, if you got to sit there and do absolutely nothing for 5 minutes and just think,
Quiet
time with your mind, man.
I'd just be thinking about the phone.
Mm. I made it though, boys. I'll be honest with you. I'm proud of myself. I did not set out to accomplish that, but I am proud of myself. Made it 4 days and didn't lose no sleep over it. And like you said, my feet didn't fall asleep on a crapper either. So it was actually a good thing. You know, that's when I missed it. All right. If you missed it a little earlier, we had Phoenix Suns PA announcer Vince, how do you say it? Marotta?
Yeah.
Vince Marotta on. He had a lot to say. It's really good. I'm going to encourage everybody to go back and listen to it. But there was, Ron said, hey, man, look, we got it. I want the bad. I want to know what problems we could be up against here with KD coming to town. And here's what Vince had to say.
Rockets fans will get used to seeing those lazy cross-court passes followed by a dip of the head and bad body language and walking back down on the defensive side of the floor. That'll happen a lot.
He also mentions a little something about leadership here that I want everybody to listen to, and I want to cuss and discuss this real quick.
If the Rockets have the right leadership, and I believe they do at the head coaching position in Ime Udoka, if they have the right on-floor alpha kind of guys, I think it'll work out fine for you guys.
Right. Those two things right there, when you talk about the what-ifs or the negatives with Kevin Durant, right? I think he answered the father time thing. Kevin Durant's age, if you're a Rockets fan and you don't like the Kevin Durant deal because you think 36 and fix, he'll be 37 on opening day, I think is what he said. Like, if that's a problem for you, there's nothing anybody can say to you that's going to help you. You're just concerned about the age, father time, and we're here. There's not really much of a conversation there. I love these two points, Ron, because I have zero concern.
Zero?
I have zero concern about the leadership in Houston, and I have zero concern, not about will KD miss a shot or make an errant pass and have bad body language. You're not going to change that. That's KD. That is what it is. But I have zero doubt that any of that is going to rub off on what that elite leaders that I'm talking about, Ime Udoka. Like, any of that is going to rub off on the younger players. I just don't see. I think the leadership in Houston, starting with Ime Udoka, Van Vliet obviously is a part of that. I just don't believe that it's susceptible to even a guy that the stature of KD to come in and all of a sudden their expectations change or the standard in Houston changes. I just don't think that, I don't get the feel that that's the case in Houston. Yeah. So if those are the two things that somebody that covered KD for a handful of years in Phoenix, if those are the two things he's worried about, Ron, I don't have much concern at all. Yeah. At least that we can control or that KD can control.
Some people may be annoyed, but I mean, there are a lot of players who have reactions that you're like, damn, man, get back. There are a lot, like some of the best players in the league, man, get back. Like that will complain or stop and talk to a ref and do that. I mean, some of the best players in the game have that in them. I think to a point that you're making, I don't think this is anything that will be toxic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or something that Udoka can't figure out or understand.
Well, I think you look at the, maybe not Brooklyn, I wasn't, no, Brooklyn was the same way. You look at where KD's been since he left OKC, and it's the difference between all of his destinations in Houston is Houston seems to be a little bit, not a little bit, they seem to be a younger, kind of up-and-coming, less established guys, less established team than anywhere else that he's joined since leaving OKC, right? But when you look at the standard, and again, you look at the culture, that part of the organization seems to be very mature. Like very set in stone. You're not, this ain't changing, which is pretty similar to some of the other stops that he may have had, even though those were veteran players. So I just don't have a concern about that side of KD.
And even Clint, like, has Ime Udoka earned your trust? And I just see your trust. I'm talking to everybody, all Rockets fans. Has Ime Udoka earned your trust, earned your, all right, man, I roll with his thinking. Well, he coached him in Brooklyn. He knows him very well. And all the reports that we hear, the number one person that was pushing for this in the organization that mattered, that had decision power, Clint, was Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
Stephen A. reported earlier this morning that Stone and Fertitta had more reservations, but Ime Udoka was so sure and pushed for this to happen, and he was the one who really wanted KD. And I would just say, if he has earned your trust, that's much like a D'Amico Ryans
yeah.
has.
Yeah.
And he watched him on a daily basis when he coached him as an assistant in Brooklyn. Then I think that part of it, what you're talking about, because get out of here. Right, we understand what he can do offensively. But that part of it, what you're talking about, I would at least believe Udoka has earned some trust.
Yeah. Well, I agree wholeheartedly with you, Ron. It's hard to trust Udoka and like what you see from Udoka and then all of a sudden, you know, do a 180 on this deal.
Oh, yeah, he's the one who really wanted KD, but then you're like, well, no, never mind.
Okay, right. Yeah, like, so I don't know. I just don't, man. I think it's very real. A lot like you said, like D'Amico over here with the Texans. Like, I don't know that they're going to win championships. But I know they're going to be well above average year in, year out because of the culture, the standard, the expectations that are set in the organization. And, you know, KD just gives them a chance to potentially go win one. We'll see what happens. By the way, real quick, I was thinking about this after the trade, Ron, and the big part of the KD trade that turns me on the most is Jabari Smith is still a Rocket.
Yep.
And it got me to thinking, like who benefits? You asked this question a week or so ago, maybe last week sometime we were on together. You said, who benefits the most if a KD move is made? And obviously at that time you said, well, hell, it depends on who leaves and who stays. Yeah. You know, now that we know who all is going to be here, the Jabari Smith factor to me is the most fascinating. As a Rockets fan, like, look, I'm glad we got a bucket. I'm glad we got a guy that could go get it. And I do. I like KD. But Jabari Smith, to me, is the one that I think I'm more excited about his upside. I think I'm more excited about Jabari Smith's upside than I am Amen Thompson's.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Now,
if you told me they're both going to get there, I'd get more excited about what Amen Thompson. Yeah. I just don't know that I don't know how much I believe or how quickly Amen Thompson is going to develop to be what some people think he could be. I think Jabari Smith just needs playing time. Jabari just be on the floor.
Yeah, I think listen, first, I didn't think he would be here with the KD trade.
Right.
I thought that would be a big, especially when we start hearing the reports that the Suns were not interested in the Jalen Green part of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think he would be here. Now that he is, they already do work out together in the offseason, and he's a bit stronger than KD, a bit bigger, but this is the wiry 6'10", long arm, good jump shot, tall guy. Like that, he can learn a lot from him, just kind of small, you know, nuances of getting open, creating space with what he can do. And I just think he is the chance to be an incredible role player, to do different things because he can play defense and score and not be in people's way to try to score. So I think he's got a big chance.
I just can't wait to see what this trade does. Because when I say what this trade does, it's more about the departure of Dylan Brooks and somebody having to fill that role. And you do have multiple players that can fill that role, but I think Jabari Smith is the first one that gets a shot at a starting spot. And for whatever reason, I think that's going to bear fruit rather quickly.
Oh, yeah, he's that front line, man. Woo! The size, the shot blockers they got with Thompson and Smith and KD. Woo! Boy, they got a lot of different things that they can do. A lot of different things they can do. All right, coming up as we continue, there are two big things that happened in the NBA world. One, the KD thing we've talked about, and the other, the Thunder are champions. And now when you look at a team this young, you look at a team that won 68 games and won a championship, and they're really, really young. All of those players of Jalen Williams and Chet and obviously SGA, the centerpiece, they're all under 26 years old. People think they're going to be a dynasty. The Rockets have just started to really build themselves up. Do you feel like the Rockets are staring into another dynasty like they were with Golden State a few years ago? Do you see that from OKC? We'll discuss that next.
This is Drive Time, isn't it, back in?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back in Houston.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, on the same day that the Rockets got Kevin Durant, the Oklahoma City Thunder won their first championship in Oklahoma City. Seattle has won a championship before in that franchise's history, but OKC wins their first title. SGA and crew winning Game 7 over the Pacers. And now, naturally, we look at it, Clint. Vegas put their odds out to win the West next year, and 1-2 was OKC and the Houston Rockets. That was that's 1-2 right now in the Western Conference. That has Luka and LeBron with the Lakers. That has Steph and Jimmy and Draymond with the Warriors. That has Jokic and Murray and crew there in Denver, and then Minnesota with Ant and everybody there. That they have the Rockets second behind OKC, 1-2 when it comes to favorites to get out of the West. And you watched the Rockets in their playoff series, a lot of the young guys, the first ones there. You've now watched OKC run through these playoffs, run through, obviously, the Pacers in the finals, the Timberwolves, the Nuggets, in the postseason. Are you concerned that the Rockets are going to be in this situation they were with the Warriors, where they were getting good and then the Warriors had this you know, one of these all-time dynasties that they started, where they won four championships and ended the Rockets season a few times? Do you feel concerned that OKC, do you see that out of OKC?
I don't. I mean, I look, I see a really, really good defensive team with a couple of scores on the offensive end of the floor and a tremendous amount of chemistry. They play hard. Everybody knows their role. Everybody embraces their role. And you know, I think the stars align for them. I don't look at that and see great coach, like unbelievable system that's very hard to defend because of the ball movement and player movement. And then, oh, by the way, you know, two or three Hall of Famers. Like, I don't see that when I watch OKC. No disrespect. They had a great year. And again, I like the way that they win, the type of basketball they play, but I just don't look at them and think, boy, there's no way that the Rockets can compete with that year in, year out.
Yeah, our guy Gene on YouTube and Twitch said OKC has potential to be better, one of the youngest, if not the youngest, to win it all. Yeah, that is absolutely fair. They have the potential because they've got a lot of young players, and then they've got a lot of future too. I would just say I'm with you right now, Clint. I think my tune was different before this series started.
In terms of what you thought of OKC?
I thought OKC, with their how young their guys are and how much better they could get,
mm-hmm.
I thought that if they run through the Pacers like I think they will, they got a chance to rattle off some. I know we said that about the Celtics last year. They got a chance to rattle off some. Obviously, we don't know anything about injuries. right? That can happen. That derailed, obviously, the Celtics. But I feel completely differently about this team after watching them in this series. I don't think the Pacers, even healthy, are really a team that should match up with what the Thunder has shown us all year. You know, a team that won 68 games, that I think they had five games of a one possession game all season during the regular season. And what they got, sent to game seven by the Pacers, seven games by the Nuggets too. And I looked at the Pacers, like the Pacers are going to be kicking themselves, not just the injury to Tyrese Halliburton that happened in game seven, but obviously the injury that happened in the other game where he didn't make a shot, but they didn't play great.
Yeah.
Like they, if you ask the Pacers in that seven game series, now I think OKC had something to do with it, but the Pacers would tell you, but we didn't play great. Like we didn't play great, and they struggled with them. They struggle with them. They're down 30, Clint, in game six going into the fourth quarter, a closeout game. So I feel differently about OKC now. Now, the other part to OKC, and this is where the Rockets kind of have a similar thing, but not as much. OKC's future draft. They got two ones in 2025, two twos in 2025. They got three ones in 2026. Two twos in 2026. They got two ones in 2027. Two twos, or four twos in 2027. They've got multiple ones in 2029. They've got six twos in 2028. I mean, they have a lot of first-round picks. And, Clint, very similar to what Rafael Stone has done, they seem to hit too, and they are pretty good talent evaluators, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they got SGA. They saw something that maybe some other teams didn't. Williams, who they drafted, was a good draft. Chet, who they drafted, all of these guys, they've been able to pull out. So as of now, I'm with you. I don't think this is just like an over. This isn't the Lakers of the 2000s, right? Yeah. This isn't or the Warriors at this point. Now they could draft other people or package stuff together to get something, but right now I don't see that. I'm with you. I don't see a dynasty as they're configured right now.
Yeah.
I don't even think they're going to repeat.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, that's hell. I think the safe bet would be that they're not.
Yeah, the safe bet. Yeah, but I mean, there are times like I thought Boston might repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought there was a chance there. They may repeat. I don't know, boy. This maybe I'm thinking too much into this Pacers series, but like there is no way in it. Like Tyrese Halliburton shouldn't be dealing with a blown Achilles right now, because the series should have been over by now. He should have never had to play in game seven. In fact, I blame the Thunder for him having a blown Achilles, because there is no way they should have got to game seven with this team. The way they struggled. So I don't know. I don't get a sense of dynasty from this group. We'll see. And I think so. I think the Rockets, another good, smart reason why they should strike while the iron's hot right now. Text line coming in. SGA is going to get better. Yeah, I don't say they're not going to get better. I think Chet's going to get better. I think a lot of them are going to get better. But I just don't feel overwhelming. I don't feel like, boy, this is it, man. They're about to just run roughshod.
Yeah, I see really, really good team. A really good team is going to be good for a while. That's going to be in the mix for a while. I don't see dynasty talk.
All right, as we've talked about a lot of things, let's look at it from the aspect of what the Rockets potentially are losing here. They're going to be losing Jalen Green. They're going to be losing Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick. We've looked at it from the gaining part. What are you most concerned that they're losing?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Boy, that is going to be something that, especially some of our Sports Radio 610 listeners, like that guy who was hurt that I had a little passionate back and forth with old K-Jack earlier. Some guys like that, I think, Clint, this is going to be hard for you to get yourself adjusted and ready for KD and the Twitter. That one he gonna get on your nerves. I know he is. So. I know it. Many of our listeners, I know he is.
Holy cow!
I'm looking now, man. By the way, who do you think at the station KD gets into it with first?
Here, you probably. Probably you. Tyler's too much of a fan to push those buttons.
Tyler texts and he'll speak with his heart sometimes.
Yeah, but Tyler doesn't bring the same venom to his team that he brings to like, let's say, the Angels.
Rightfully so.
When you're that ugly.
He gets it, bro.
You got a face Jake, only a mom could love.
Jake Odorizzi took it pretty hard.
Fair.
It sucks to suck.
Jake, it does, Jake.
But I'm looking.
That's a good response there, Ron.
I think there's others that I think Dalton Schultz, you guys both, he got to the he's at the end of his rope with Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
Kind of, and who isn't with some folks. Somebody texted and said it'll be Pendergast. I could see Seth. I could see now Seth's a former player, so I do think Seth has a little bit of an understanding, a little bit of a deal that maybe slows him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Sean, I could see Sean get, like, Sean's a sneaky one. I could see him getting good and pissed and doing it. But, like, why I say that is, like, currently KD's, he's going at it with about three or four different people right now.
I tell you.
And I know that will, Sam Acho right now is now their responses because, I'll be honest, KD's got a little me in him. I should probably walk away from some of the things that are said to me on social media, but I don't. I have fun. I like to respond and react at times, and I know sometimes it should be, I should move on and not entertain it. But I think like KD, I'd do it too. I mean, he is in it with about. I've got multiple friends texting me and said KD is going to be a dream for y'all. Boy, he is in it with about three or four different people.
I don't, generally speaking, yes. And I'm responding to your thought of like KD's going to get on my nerves.
Oh, that's going to get on your nerves.
I don't doubt that anything over the top is from an athlete gets on my nerves, to be completely honest with you. But KD, to me, I've always found it interesting with the KD. Like, I don't think that KD, like, there's a real Aaron Rodgers vibe to KD's social media stuff. Like, I think
I'll listen to that.
Well, I think one part of like KD and Aaron Rodgers that people find most fascinating or people find maybe frustrating and go after them is because I don't think they care.
And they're going to respond to you.
Yes.
He's gotten into it with somebody who has a Houston fan who has like 4,000 followers, said Houston needs to fix this before they consider foaming the concept of winning a chip. KD responds, my behavior is detrimental to success. Like, he's
yeah, like, but the reason I say that is because I tend to view that a little differently than just like, I don't, and I could be wrong because I've never covered KD. I've never viewed KD as a guy that's like, I hear the sensitive or in his feelings. Like, I don't think he's in his feelings. Like, I think he just has time on his hands
and don't
give a rip and is going
to
respond.
That's what I said. I'm not in my feelings. I'm going to respond to you. And the only thing that drives me crazy is when you talk big cash trash to me and I say it back to you, now I'm being sensitive.
Yeah.
That probably ticks off KD. Hell no, I'm just answering you.
I'm
you
just said, responding,
you said,
yeah.
You said, and again, yeah, I should be. There's some times where I find myself rocking and rolling with somebody who's got 17 followers, and I should probably let it go. but much like KD, I'm going to try to win. And maybe that's why I am in the running. Because I am going to be honest. Someone texted in and said PC for sure. Could be it.
I could see that one.
But I think that part is going to annoy you, especially if this doesn't go the route that we can see it going on paper. I mean, I can understand, like, come on, man, KD, man, just like, ooh, man, let this go, man, get off of this. Like, yeah. there's no way, but he has always done it.
Yeah, I've never. Like, when I listen to KD, or like, I've never got the vibe of like KD cares so much, so it's easy to get under his skin. He cares so much of what everybody else thinks. Like, I've heard that obviously a lot. Like, I just don't, I don't get that vibe. Like, I don't get that he is being led to say something, or he's speaking out of with his emotions. I don't sense that.
Yeah,
I think he just enjoys bantering with people and getting online and calling folks
like
out.
Call up, you gonna say something like, you think just because I'm KD I ain't gonna respond
right
back? He will. I have seen KD respond to people with like 400 followers. We'll go down it. Like, Vince told us when we just talked to earlier, he said he'd been going back and forth with their afternoon show host. What he said to us, we talked to him, he said they've been going back and forth. That's gonna get used.
You think you can get a response in the first month?
Hopefully a nice one. You see, and KD's a little bit like me too. Like, he don't really go to like the nice ones, man. He don't really hit up a lot. He's responding to the. Should I shoot one out there right now to see
you
if
live
I
one out there? Live one out there. Response.
Man, hey, welcome in, KD. I'm a fan.
Well, I mean, you're on the KD train, so it'd be hard for you to. You'd be just stirring the pot if you did something negative.
No. Well, that's one thing. I'm gonna be honest. That's the part is I'm gonna be honest, right? Like, if there's a game what Vince described and it costs the Rockets something where he just puts his head down and it just and causes him to give up an easy bucket and beat, I'll call it out, and that might prompt him to say something. 713-572-4610, Kevin. With this as well. But everybody, you can jump in on this, 713-572-4610. You can text in YouTube and Twitch. What's the major concern on what they're losing? They're losing Jalen Green. Obviously, at age 23, losing the ability to see what he potentially continues to develop into. But he did average 21 a game, three and a half assists, 4.5 rebounds on 42% shooting from the field, 35 from three. Although in the playoffs, before you get to the playoffs, this was the best we saw of Jalen Green in the regular season, right? I think he took a step in the regular season. The playoffs, I think maybe brought this to the point. 13 points a game, and he had 38-1. 13 points a game, just under three assists, 5.5 rebounds, 37% shooting, 29 from three. And Dylan Brooks, 29 years old, 14, just under two assists, just under four rebounds. He shot a team leading 39%+, nearly 40% from three this year. And obviously his defense, his toughness, and everything he brings. What's the biggest concern to you of what they're losing?
I ain't got one.
You know, there's nothing at all?
I ain't got one, man. I really don't.
Text line don't. Coming through. They're losing an edge without Brooks. He's an enforcer, an irritant, X-factor trash talker on defense. That balances the other more mild-mannered Rockets players. He's going to be sorely missed.
Yeah, I don't look, I greatly appreciate what Dylan Brooks brought to the table. I mean, he shot it. I mean, on the offensive end of the floor, he shot the ball significantly better than I thought
shooting.
He was.
Yeah, team that struggled with shooting, his 40% from three is
which I'll be honest with you, I didn't know that's what we were getting in Dylan Brooks. I mean, I didn't know that's the caliber player we were getting. However,
I don't know if Dylan knew that.
However, I understand that edge that the Texans talking about. I just think M.A. Doka and the Steve Eason, Jabari Smith, Amen Thompson plays with an edge.
I was going to say Eason and Thompson play with an edge.
I think there's a certain edge that Shingun plays with, Fred plays with. I think that's – there's no doubt about – I'm not trying to minimize Dylan Brooks' edge because that's a different level edge. That's a borderline – I mean, he's flirting with with what's my man Green out Draymond Green out in Golden State. He's flirting with that level of
Dylan the villain.
Right. He's got a nickname. Perfect. Yeah, that to me is you're gonna miss that to some degree. I just think that this team can overcome it.
Yeah, I do too. Obviously, you know, I think to me, even with the Brooks thing, like if you were to look at the biggest thing that they would be missing, Clint, is if Jalen Green is going to be somebody that figures it out more than he has, right? I think that's the biggest thing they're missing. Now, it is not to a point where I wouldn't have made the deal, Clinton. I think some people maybe wouldn't have. I'm guessing that's what we're hearing from people with the, hey, man, we gotta let them run it back or let him go back. I think they can replace. I think Tari Eason can replace a lot of what Dylan Brooks has done. Maybe next year he's not doing it immediately all the way, but I do think he can replace a lot of it. He's a tough kind of player with an edge that seems to be ready and probably learned a lot from Dylan Brooks over the last 2 years to take that role. That's just the other part is obviously Jalen Green at 23. Durant's probably here 2 years, maybe three at best. And, you know, Jalen Green is somebody that I think there's a concern. You look up and he's become, you know, Devin Booker, or something like that. But as I said, I think it's a concern that I am willing to kind of deal with. Someone texted in, Brooks is going to be on 10 when they play Houston. Durant and Brooks altercation, bet on that. Sure, hell, he'll be on 10. Sure he will. I'm sure. Someone texted in, my biggest fear is the 10th pick turns into a player, Black Greg. Okay, yeah. 10? All right. And it may be. It may. I don't know. The 10's not a scary one. Top 5? I hear you on that. 10 is not a scary one. And if it does happen, man, shout out to the Suns for their great player evaluation and the pick they got. All right, coming up a little 5 o'clock fire. You have not heard this. There has been, according to a report out for what Kevin Durant is willing to do. I don't know if you've heard this. We'll let you hear that. We'll look at the Astros as they take 2 of 3 in the series, and the latest on Tyrese Halliburton and his injury. That's coming up next right here live on The Drive.